In the mailbag, we had lots of people writing in about the change to results being uploaded on your My Health record. There's no longer the 7-day lag. It's going to be immediate.
And just for those of you who didn't hear it, there's been a 7-day lag. Both the pathology industry and others have said, oh, well, the GP should have a chance to see these results before you do so that you don't get panicked and so on. Now they've really limited it to only a handful of tests for 5 days wait, and almost all pathology results are now available.
So Samantha's written in. Samantha has non-tuberculous mycobacterium infection and says, for me, having blood and sputum results in my health record has been extremely important and I believe has saved my pulmonologist, so her respiratory specialist, time and emotional burden. Having immediate access to results will save me worry and stress as well.
And we should say this is a really unpleasant chronic infection of the lungs.
It is really difficult to treat. And Samantha does say, being able to see my smear test results before meeting my doctor gave me time to absorb the bad news in private and enter her office prepared to discuss the implications and treatment strategies. So certainly Samantha is saying that it's helpful to have the results immediately. Barbara is someone who's written in who agrees and says, I know from other contexts that when I receive bad news, it might look as though I'm calm and might respond as if I understand what is being said to me. But in reality, anything that is said goes in one ear and out the other. Under the old system, I found that the only way to make sure that I was getting the information I needed was to delay making any follow-up appointment with my doctor until after the results were available to me online and I had seen them, so giving Barbara time to digest them. And Emma has also written in saying she thinks that the 7-day rule, the lag, was quite paternalistic. So, look, there's a lot of people saying that they're quite happy with this immediate upload to my health record, and I think for many it will be wonderful. And for some, it might potentially generate anxiety. I know I sit down, and maybe that's my patient cohort, but I sit down with patients and often say, this one in the red, we don't need to worry about because the rest of the enzymes are normal, or this is the test I'm really looking at, or this is why it's not diabetes. There's a lot of counselling with it. But for many people, clearly it's quite beneficial.
Just don't get in the hands of an influencer on TikTok.
Unless it's Norman.
You won't find me on TikTok.
Or me either. But please do write in because we really do enjoy reading your emails. Our address is healthreport@abc.net.au.
Don't forget our sister podcast, What's That Rash? This week we're looking at fragrances and scents. Do they do you any harm?
I think they do. Diffusers are my worst enemy.
Oh, I wouldn't have them anywhere near me.
Yeah, they make me sneeze. Anyway, I'll see you next week.
See you then.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.